Hot Commodities: How Anyone Can Invest Profitably in the World's Best Market. Author: Jim Rogers. Why Commodities Get No Respect. Successful investors look for opportunities to buy value cheap and hold it long term, regardless of the market. Then they sell when prices rise up, profiting from the margin between their buy and sell prices. But why do they refrain from investing in commodities? The answer is they think it's risky, volatile, complex, and downright dangerous. Numbers tell us a different story. Commodities have done quite well over time, even more than most stocks. So what if commodities are new to you? Let me tell you a story about one investor who started out knowing zero about commodities and ended up doing just fine. The story of an investor. In 1964, I took a summer job in a firm on Wall Street. While my ignorance about the financial world was profound, I had always been interested in current affairs and history. I began my career in high finance, with $600 in my pocket. Few understand how things work in the investment world. Few are those who understand, go against the crowd, and make profits, while the crowd keeps on walking the same old track, losing their money. Riding the bull market in commodities. In the 1970s, I began to notice a lot of opportunities in commodities. I bought my first CRB commodity yearbook, the annually published Bible of commodities traders, in 1971, and have every one since. I studied the CRB charts for various raw materials. When I saw a sharp rise, I analyzed why the prices of the commodity went up so quickly. I studied trends in supply and demand. Escaping the bull market in stocks. Stocks are not the only asset classes that behave like bulls and bears. I found myself in the middle of my first bull market in commodities, and I rode that bull for the next decade. I was able to retire in 1980 at the age of 37. The stock market, however, was mainly a disaster. I predicted that stocks will move to a new bull market soon. Americans were actually pulling their money out of mutual funds. In 1979, a now famous cover of Business Week proclaimed, "Equities are dead." I said to myself, "Then this is what the crowd thinks." And I went the other way. It was then that I invested in stocks, and heavily. Riding the bull market in stocks. I advised investors in 1982 that the bear market in stocks was over, and it was probably time to invest in stocks again. People thought I was crazy. By then I had realized that I had made most of my money investing where others didn't. When the Dow moved up to 1,200 in 1983, more than a 50% rise in just a year, the experts began warning, "You better sell. This is crazy. It's going too far, too fast." And then, of course, came one of the great bull markets in history, with the Dow topping 11,000 in 1999. The Dow rose more than tenfold during the 1980s and 1990s. By 2000, the Nasdaq had soared 25 times its 1980 level. Understanding markets. Through study, I knew that the average age of bull markets in stocks and commodities is 18 years, so I was able to predict the end of each bull or bear market in both markets. In 1998, I began to notice that a lot of stocks were heading south. Everybody expected the bull market to go down, which is contradictory to what I learned about markets, where bulls and bears follow each other. Still, stock prices went on and defied common sense. Common sense said that corporate earnings could never justify those share prices. There was certainly something wrong going to happen. Cisco, Nortel, and JDS Uniphase, for instance, kept going up, and Microsoft never went down. I noticed that most other shares were actually declining. I de-emphasized the stock market and went back to my CRB commodity yearbooks and other sources to see what the deal was with the markets in agriculture products, energy, grains, metal, livestock, and life's other valuable things. They were incredibly undervalued. The professional investors. No sooner had I immersed myself in commodities than Merrill Lynch, Pierce, and Fenner & Smith, the largest brokerage firm in the world, announced that it was getting out of the commodities business. In the 1970s, Merrill Lynch had made huge profits from trading commodities. The management staff realized that these trades aren't achieving real profits since about 18 years. So they decided to redirect their investments towards the field that have made them profits through the last 18 years. Those professional investors are pulling away from the commodities market after 18 years of diminishing profits, just at the same point in time where the commodities market is witnessing a transformation from a bear market to a bull market, and the stock market from bull to bear market. Your success depends on the market averages rather than on the genius of a fund manager. The relevant goes up or down, and so does your fund. Confident that commodity prices were going to rise across the board, automatic pilot was exactly what I was looking for. creating a commodities index. I concluded that the kind of well-balanced, consistent international commodities index I was looking for didn't exist. I realized that if I was going to invest in commodities, I would have to create my own index and fund. So I did. The Rogers Raw Materials Index Fund opened for business on August 1, 1998, based on the Rogers International Commodities Index, RICI. The long wait for profits. The RICI had lost 11.14% of its value at the end of 1998, but I was content. I had done my research, which had convinced me that the bull market in stocks was over. In 2001, the Rogers Index was up 80%. By October 2004, it was up 190%. Why commodities now? You have no effective way of determining whether the stocks you're investing in are overvalued or not. That doesn't happen with commodities. Corn is corn, lead is lead, and even gold is just another thing whose price depends on how much of the stuff is supplied. These alternating, long bear and bull markets in commodities do not fall from the sky. They are the offspring of the basic economic principles of supply and demand. Alternating bull and bear. I am convinced that the value and strength in the commodities markets will continue for years to come, that we are in the beginning of a long-term, secular commodities bull market. How to deal in commodities markets. There are other ways to take advantage of the growing demand for commodities. 1. Buy commodities. 2. Buy shares in companies that produce commodities or service those companies. 3. Invest in countries that produce commodities. 4. Trade in futures options and contracts. How will the bull market end? There will be certain signs to indicate a bear market in commodities is in process. When small cars become the norm, with fuel consumption the main concern and no luxury cars around, people reduce their consumption of heating oil and air conditioners to the minimum.